It's Thursday, the 27th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia has debuted on the 2025 MERSA CFA Global Pension Index with a C grade scoring 59.1. The report compares retirement income systems worldwide. The country's strong performance is a result of the basic social grant for those over 60, but experts have advised that expanding coverage and mandatory contributions could improve its ranking. Managing Director for Investments at Alex Forbes, Frederick Muller.
Pension assets across the world is significant, and we've also seen pension assets worldwide growing strongly in 2024 and 2025 because of very strong equity markets. So the index refers to the fact that the size of pension assets has actually prompted many governments to look at ways to use some of these pension capital for national priorities. And now the index suggests some principles to balance between acting in the best interest of private pension fund members and acting in the interest of the broader national interest.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia has reported that vote counting is underway following yesterday's regional council and local authority elections. All polling stations closed on time, with voters in queues allowed to cast their ballots. Counting, according to the ECN, began immediately, and preliminary results were posted at each station before being sent to collation centres. ECN Chief Electoral and Referenda Officer Peter Sharma told the Namibia Press Agency that results are being verified to ensure accuracy, with any discrepancies sent back for correction before the official announcement. Staying on the continent, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says continued fighting in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has severely hampered the ability of aid agencies to reach people in need of food, water and shelter. Chris Ochamringa brings us the latest.
The United Nations says more than 170,000 displaced people are in dire need of food, water and medicine. But the ongoing fighting has made it difficult for them to reach the displaced people. The M23 rebels say they are fighting to protect their community of Tutsis from a rival Hutu militia backed by the DRC government. The DRC has denied the charge and accused Rwanda of supporting the M23 rebels to plunder its minerals. The clashes have continued despite a recent framework for peace that the DRC government and the M23 rebels signed in Qatar. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
In South Africa, Union Federation COSATU says it is dismayed by ongoing U.S. allegations of white genocide and land grabs, calling them fake news debunked by academics, media and citizens alike, says COSATU's Matthew Parks. Here he is.
U.S. funding for South African HIV/AIDS programs since 2003 has helped save millions of lives. A healthy, growing, and mutually beneficial relationship between both nations is important to South African workers, as is a similarly positive relationship with the European Union, China, India, Japan, and other leading economies. Whilst we will continue to value South Africa's relationship with the U.S., they must be based upon mutual respect.
And European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia has shown no signs of true willingness to end the conflict with Ukraine. This comes after the United States has ramped up efforts to mediate a deal between Kyiv and Moscow with its 28-point peace plan.
The noises from the Kremlin in the last few days say a lot about its real intentions. For them, Ukraine remains a first step in a much bigger game. For Russia, any peace deal is about permanently redrawing maps. But for Ukraine and for Europe, any peace agreement is about creating a just and lasting peace.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.